Hello and welcome to Sprinkles. I'm your host Kenneth Cox, and welcome to episode 10. So, I can't read properly, and basically, I can't read very long things, and I just basically I struggle to read a lot of things, and the thing is about like scripts and things, I can't technically read them. I can if I like really break it down, and I do struggle reading them. It does take me a little while. I'm quite slower than most people, as well as when I'm like writing and things, I can write like really fast. I can type really fast. I can write decently fast. It's not like massively fast. Really, the ideas actually flow through much further than like I can actually write, as like typing catches up with it a little bit, but not as fast as it still, because I'm still like five at least words in front to be able to actually think about it. As well as like I actually keep a notebook, even though that I can't read most of the stuff in the notebook. Really, I can't read like anything in the notebook. I actually still use a notebook, and like that's due to basically I use a notebook to be able to like show off, like, oh yeah, like I do have ideas. I have ideas all the time. I can write them down, like all that. I sometimes use it to be able to show people my idea, but I don't actually let most people read my notebook. Like the point of my notebook is to write down ideas, but I don't want anyone to get my ideas. Because if like people get my ideas because I haven't patterned them, I haven't said about them on something like a podcast, or I haven't said about them on like a YouTube video, what I can put in unlisted, what means that no one has seen it on like my YouTube channel and went, oh yeah, I want to do that. But it's also like time dated. It is, you see the original date it was uploaded. So I haven't like done any of that sort of stuff at like this current minute in a while. I can literally do those sorts of things whenever I want. But like my notebook currently has like tons and tons of things. I'm still filling it up. Last Thursday I actually done 16 pages of writing. Was like 8 double pages worth of writing. But this is like an A5 book, so it's not as like surprising, or not as like, oh yeah, you done a lot of writing that day. But I still done like a lot of stuff through the day, and I went to college, done all that, and I still writ 16 pages through the whole day. I didn't even go to college, because I didn't even have college that day. I woke up and basically started writing through the day. But like today was like Thursday still from last episode. What I done was episode 9. Basically it's the same day. I'm just like doing like catch up episodes right now, because like I done, basically I'm not way behind, but like I'm a few episodes behind. I should technically be 5 episodes behind right now, what means this one will be, number 5, and then basically if I want to carry on going, I want to carry on talking and things, I can do that if I really want. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that as like catch up episodes, but like if I really want to, I got 4 more to be able to do, and basically I can catch up per day, like do 2 episodes per day till I catch up. And if I want to get I'm probably not going to do like get in front episodes, like, oh look, because I've released 2 episodes this day after I've like got through all my catch up ones, then I'm good for like another day or two. I'm not really gonna do that, because it's not really fair. So it's just basically I gotta release at least 1 episode a day, and currently I'm like 4 episodes behind. And stop messaging me whilst I do this. The thing is, a lot of the time when I put phones into silent mode, it actually still makes noise. Like, it makes an actual noise, not a vibration, so it has to be in, like, vibrate. Plus, it means that I know when someone's messaged me or someone's calling me, because I don't like the noise being out in the open, because otherwise, like, everyone can hear it. As, like, vibrations, most people can't hear it. But basically, my notepad is mainly for, like, me to write down stuff and just, like, get it through my head. So it's a lot of, like, just flowing ideas through my head and going, well, that won't work, but this might work. It's a very similar thing, and basically, this happened, whatever. Sorry, I'm very tired still. But basically just flowing through ideas, making sure that I have it, and making sure like no one's done it before, or no one's done like the full thing before, or no one's thought of it like fully that way, or basically putting my own twist onto it to be able to make it even better. So it's just like working out things, and I use like an A5 pad instead of like an A4 pad, due to I don't want this massive thing to be able to carry around. I also have it as hard, like a hardback book, because like a hardback book is so much better than like a paper pad, like a fully paper pad, because that is just awful. I've noticed that they always fall apart within like the first week of using them, and like because like my hardback book stays in my bag, was like a strap bag, what goes down my side, and basically just gets like beaten up all the time and gets pulled around to be able to go to college and other things. Like I got my club tonight, what I said about last episode, and I gotta take stuff to be able to go do that. So I put my college stuff as well as my club stuff, as well as whenever it gets the every other weekend, such as this one. This one's my dad's weekend, so I'm going Friday at I think 6:30 in the evening. So it's gonna be like, okay, I got my appointments and things like that. Then I come back, basically pack my bag, get everything ready, try and make myself feel ready by like basically getting everything ready, and basically check on my laptop, whatever else I'm gonna take. I even have like a clapperboard in my bag and things like that. Was not really relevant for the minute. But basically, I carry around like a bag with this book in, and the book actually has like keep making magic or something like that. What was it actually say? I should be able to know this by now because I use it so much. I've had it for like 2 weeks. I know that's kind of long for like well, it's about average actually, because I should technically keep making magic notebook. Basically, if I was writing 16 pages a day, because it's only got 1,600 pages in total, what means 80 pages double sided, I should get through the book within 10 days. What's great, because like say if I do that, it's only like £2 per book, what means that I'm getting through like £2 per 10 days. But it also means that I can like display these books and check them up, as well as like the thing is I'll get through them reasonably quickly, and 10 days means that I'm gonna be getting through it like per month. Like how many per month? That would be like 3 per month, what means that I'm writing quite a lot. And it also means that I can get like other ideas and things down, and I love doing that. Like I have ideas all the time to be able to like make Roblox games. I know, or Roblox games. I do know like how to make like little games and things like that. And I've actually been told by my dad that I should talk to one person about creating a game and things like that, because they apparently really want to create a game, and they don't know how to do it. And I do know a few people who want to go into games and things like that via my college, so I might as well like talk to the person and go, okay, what do you want, how do you want it done, and basically the information of it. I won't steal it, I'll just, if I'm ever gonna like use any of the stuff from it, because I basically get inspired by other people's work and things and what they have for ideas, I'll basically change it, but I'll probably put in a lot of my work, especially these days, it was influenced by this person, and the idea for this game. So basically I gotta like work on that, and like hardback writing books are great for that. I know that like pens and things are just getting really annoying, and I do like I do need like the writer's brace thing at some point, because I did almost pull out my arm the other day. Not arm, but like wrist the other day, from doing it. Like last Thursday, I actually almost really hurt it, due to basically I was writing so much and doing so much throughout that day. And basically, I just need to like slow down a little bit on how I'm doing it, and how I should do it and things like that. So I'm going to be like working on like a lot of little projects throughout the time, and especially to be able to release on Cox TV. So basically I'm going to be writing a lot of stuff, and I do write occasionally on the bus, and because I got like my headset and everything now, I might as well do that. But like, it's just working on like everything, very small, very, very little bits, and then finally getting like this big bit out and stuff like that. Like, with the Marvel Cinematic Experience, okay, that's falling down. Yeah, that's definitely falling down. With a Marvel Cinematic Experience, basically, with the whole premise of like, oh yeah, like I'll record per day, about like my experience of like, not my experience, but like how I think like Marvel Studios or any Marvel content holder, such as Sony, would actually like benefit with certain characters to be able to make it so that this is this. Like, I'm not really like a big comic book fan or anything, but if I have to like get into comic books just to be able to do this, I wouldn't technically mind to be able to do it. Like, I've got into the comics before, just like the small little bit, but not massively or anything, due to basically it just doesn't really. A lot of their stuff is irrelevant these days, and I think they have tried rebooting their franchise, but I know that I like a lot of DC comic stuff due to basically they restarted their franchise in 2016 and then restarted it again. Basically, they had the New 52, what came out around 2015, 2016. Some of it's still going on today, but then they started Rebirth, what was basically the rebirth of all their comics, and getting like new content for all of that. And that's the sort of thing I like, due to it's like restarted completely. So people like me who haven't really read comics for too long or haven't really got them, can actually start like reading them and things like that. And then like I actually got a limited edition collectible Venom comic from the cinema when I went to see Venom on the first day. It's quite awesome. I got to see that, and I also got a comic book to be able to remind myself of it. So basically like doing like little notes and things, even if I'm doing like little drawings and stuff like that, because I actually designed the Cox TV logo as well as the banner, by actually designing it on the book first before I actually went on, found images, or basically looked for all different things to be able to actually make my idea like a reality. And I think it actually went well. It looks decent at least, and I can't wait to be able to actually make like a lot more different things and all that throughout the time. And I'm hoping that because I got all the logo and things done and all that, I'm hoping that Cox TV can get like a proper name. I know that there's Cox Cox Communications or Communicals or something like that. Basically, they're like on YouTube, but they are like a proper company and everything, what means they could probably crush us. But like, they do a lot of stuff as well as Jesse TV. So J-E-S-S-E. No, Jesse Cox. So J-E-S-S-E-C-O-X. So like, they pretty much crushing me right now. And like, when you type in Cox TV, you don't really find me for a while. Even if you go into channels, you still have to scroll down a little bit to find me. As you type in like Lennon Cox, it pretty much comes up straight away. Or you type in Kenneth Cox, it doesn't really come in straight away. And then, basically if you type in, the shadow occasion comes up towards the top, it's like top three sometimes, but then it like goes back down, so it occasionally goes up. Type in Cox TV the shadow, I think it mainly comes up, but it's starting to like come up a little bit more. It's got like over 100 views now, which is great, and I can't wait to be able to actually see like us actually create more content for it to be able to actually be distributed upon Cox TV and see like how far or much further we can actually grow, because we've got like 8 subs already on Cox TV and stuff like that. So like designing in my like little book, like my hardback book, it's great for that sort of thing, because like I can think about, okay, my step next step, what should I do? And then basically get it through my head of like what I gotta do and how I gotta do it. Most of the time I do remember like the ideas from the book, but occasionally I forget and just write again and again and again whenever I remember it. Because basically you like think about it and you're like, oh, I don't think I wrote that down yet, and then start writing it down again and again and again. You don't really want that in a book, like you don't want like repetition in the whole book. But it's good if you like develop the idea. A lot of the time I actually develop the idea slightly more, and basically throughout the book you can see like the or someone can see for my like case that like basically the idea was developed over time without realizing, and it got into like the point where it was pretty much like, oh yes, that's definitely like getting to the point of like it's really good, it's like the sort of thing what definitely you want to create. And that's basically why I use like hardback books, because they allow me to be able to think through my ideas slightly, and it doesn't like crease or break within like a week of it being in my bag, getting thrown around, chucked around, and basically, I think it like hits the edges slightly, and it does like affect the book slightly, but it doesn't like rip it apart or. It's literally not falling apart through the week, so it's pretty fine. And I'm getting up to, I'm starting to get up to like the halfway point sort of thing of the book, I'm pretty sure. And knowing that I've had it for like just over 2 weeks now, it's not too bad, knowing that like I pretty much didn't write through it for most of that. I've just like started writing in it and just basically messed around with it a little bit and seen what I can actually do for the time. So I'm hoping to like finish the book by like end of November time, and then like go on to like another one. Basically just line them up, chuck them wherever I want in my room, and basically just getting like a collection of the books as I go along. I don't know if that will work. I don't know if like anyone will well, I would enjoy them later on or whatever. But basically, it just means that I have like books of information about like my little ideas and things, and I might eventually like make my ideas actually public, and maybe even like actually make them properly, like in the way of like putting them on Cox TV or whatever else. If it's not suitable for Cox TV, I'll put it on my YouTube channel, like my normal one, kind of Cox, or anything like that. I might actually make Cox TV 2 or Outcuts or whatever I want to call it, Cox TV Outcuts or something like that. Basically Cox TV 2, and basically just release like anything what's not good content on there whenever I can. So throughout the time of like Cox TV going, and say if I do eventually make this like a daily thing of me actually doing it all the time and messing around with it, seeing where I can actually get up to. That's when everyone starts messaging, isn't it? But basically try and make it so that like I can actually get somewhere with it and see what I can actually do with it. See if my ideas and things like that can actually affect something. And that's what I want for a lot of people, and I wish for like a lot of people to be able to help me and join me within the little projects that I would like to do for Cox TV, and actually have like us as people go off and actually do like a lot of this to be able to learn a lot more and basically distribute a lot more content along the along people. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. I know it's like kind of like the other episodes, episode 9, but who's gonna care? I don't know. But thank you for listening. I've been your host, Kenneth Cox, and I'll see you later. Bye bye.